This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is Power Lunch on Power 98.7, and this is our news hour. My name is Barbie Moloi. It's about 3 minutes to go until we find out what's happening in the very latest headlines. Just enough time to squeeze the story in about South African banks. They're set to lose 74 billion rand in unpaid loans, and interest rate hike is going to, or announcement rather, is happening this week. S&P ratings project that South Africa's major banks will make that loss of about 74 billion this year. Due to unpaid loans, interest rates in South Africa have increased by 475 basis points since November 2021, substantially raising the cost of living in the country and cutting disposable income. Joining us is economist Gogedzo Mano, and you can as well on 0861987000. Gogedzo, thank you very much for your time. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Thank you for having me, Bobby.
I mean, it seems that it's not just consumers who are under pressure, right? I mean, the banks are feeling the pinch as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's what we're getting from, you know, the interim results that have been recently published in the first quarter of this year. You know, as you said, the S&P expects, you know, credit loss ratio to increase over 2024. And they've broadly cited that the cost of living pressure is one of the reasons. We've also seen from the national consumer regulator that, you know, the non-performing loans are also rising above pre-pandemic levels. But what's also interesting from the data is that the proportion of customers in good standing are actually rising. So which means that there's a concentration risk here that's happening. So probably people who are in the lower end, people who are more exposed to financial crisis or financial pressures given the lower savings buffers, but definitely the cost of living pressure is not helpful here.
So this really affirms that idea that everybody, or most people, a lot of people, are one paycheck away from total financial destruction, Gogedzo.
Yeah, I mean, think about the time that we've come out of, right?
Yeah.
We had the pandemic, people were furloughed, or some people were retrenched. So unfortunately, if you did have credit going into the pandemic, the risk that you are not able to service that debt remains quite high. Even when you look at the employment data, it's mainly part-time jobs that have been created.
Mm.
We've also seen people earning grants to fill in that unemployment gap. So unfortunately, it has not been enough to cater for some of the, you know, the credit uptick that would have happened before the pandemic.
So talk to me about what the likely response is from the banks, right? Would we likely see them reducing the rate at which they lend money?
Definitely. I mean, especially in the mortgage space, what we've seen is that post the pandemic, the uplift in credit uptake for mortgages was mostly driven by first-time buyers, right?
Mm.
It was a very positive story, people, you know, building that wealth. But unfortunately, with interest rates rising faster than what we would have anticipated and lending at levels the highest since 2009, I mean, that would have definitely hit those people quite hard. And in response, the banks have been tapering off some of that credit lending. So we have already seen that evolving in the banks. We're also seeing that, you know, people have also been taking up store cards that would have maybe been related to improved mobility.
Yeah.
So you're buying clothing.
Yeah.
The energy crisis would have also resulted in that and a greater uptake of your unsecured lending. But, you know, we're also seeing with high interest rates, high inflation, that some households have gone into distressed borrowing, you know, and that should compound balance sheet pressure. So when the banks look at this in totality and the weak employment gains, they're probably going to taper off some of that lending that they've been providing. We've already seen, you know, SMB in particular speaking about being cautious when it comes to providing lending. So definitely the response that we can expect going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's look ahead at the interest rate announcement on Wednesday. What are your expectations?
So our expectations are that interest rates will remain unchanged on Wednesday. We think that the MPC will continue to flag upside risk to inflation, and that should be one of the reasons why, you know, you have more of a hawkish tone to the statement. And definitely the MPC will be trying to, you know, mitigate any expectations that interest rates are going to come off quite swiftly. We've seen the Fed, for example, increasing their expectations of longer-term interest rates in that country. We've seen the Japanese central bank also moving out of negative interest rate territory. So all of this means that, you know, interest rates across the globe, especially in advanced markets, are going to be higher than we had experienced before the pandemic. You know, that era of cheap money is well behind us. So unfortunately, that does increase interest rates for especially risky assets, yeah, such as South Africa. So that's something that the MPC will be trying to flag. So even when we get, you know, the cutting cycle later in the year, which is per expectations, expect it to be shallow and expect it to not be very quick.
Well, quite a bleak outlook we're looking at there, but good to know the facts. Economist Koketso Zomano, thanks for your time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.